The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman. And today, in the apartment of Mr. Jones, the cunning arch criminal is seeking to loose the terrible power of kryptonite against the Man of Steel. We'll take you to the scene in a moment, but right now, here's Dan McCullough and his young pal, Eddie, who seems to be busy with pencil and paper. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, what are you writing, Eddie? Hey, Eddie.
Huh?
What are you so busy about?
Oh, I'm writing a play.
Yeah?
Which do you think would make the better heroine, Dan? Nina or Lilums?
Nina or Lilums? Who?
You know, on those comic buttons the kids are all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep.
Oh, I knew. Nina and Lilums from the Funny Papers. Well, now, let's see. One's a blonde and one's a brunette.
Yeah. You know, I think Lilums would be a glamorous heroine, don't you?
Well, maybe. What's your play about?
Well, the heroine is traveling around the world, see, but she gets lost in the middle of an Egyptian desert.
Hmm.
Then I thought I'd have Superman rescue her.
Sounds like that plot has possibilities.
Some of us kids are going to give the play a club meeting tomorrow afternoon, so I have to hurry up and get it written.
Well, while you're about it, Eddie, find a place in your script for some of the other characters on those swell comic buttons, like Smitty or K.O. or Orphan Annie. You've got a lot of Funny Paper characters to pick from, because there are 18 different buttons in all. And fellows and girls in the gang say that every single one looks as real as in the comic strips. Done up in full comic strip colors, too. So these buttons really show up when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. But you know, the best part is, it's so easy to collect these comic buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. And you'll find your prize in every package. Remember, that's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Plotting to destroy Superman, Mr. Jones, the sinister leader of the Crescent and Star gang, set a deadly trap for the Man of Steel. Locating the chemist who had worked with the late Atom Man, Mr. Jones had him dissolve a small amount of kryptonite, the strange green glowing element which robbed Superman of all his strength. The solution was then dyed the color of ink and placed in an ordinary ink bottle. As we continue now, Superman has come to the home of Mr. Jones's twin brother, a kindly music teacher named Algernon Phillips, who was named by Mr. Jones to negotiate with Superman for the return of the two stolen pieces of kryptonite. As his friends Batman and Robin wait anxiously outside in the darkness, Superman enters Mr. Phillips' music studio, unaware that the slender, scholarly man facing him is in reality Mr. Jones, who is impersonating his twin brother, and that the sealed, harmless-looking ink bottle on the desk contains deadly kryptonite. Listen.
Let's get right down to business, Mr. Phillips. Your brother said he has the two stolen pieces of kryptonite, and he's willing to turn them over to me for a price.
That's right.
What's his price?
One moment, please. My brother insisted that before we discuss the details, I must be convinced beyond doubt that you are Superman.
What do I look like? Little Orphan Annie?
Oh, please understand me, sir. It's not I who am suspicious. I am placed in the unhappy position of having to represent a miserable criminal who happens to be my own brother. He suggests that a police officer, for example, could secure such a costume as the one you wear.
I see. All right, what do you want me to do?
Well, my brother suggested a test.
What is it?
He said that if you really are Superman, you would have no difficulty in lifting my grand piano.
Oh, that's easy.
One moment.
Yes?
And sustaining it and yourself in midair.
All right. Watch closely, Mr. Phillips. First, I'll lift the piano like this.
Good heavens! Why, you lifted it as easily as you would a toy.
Now, up to the ceiling. Up!
My word! You did it.
Satisfied, Mr. Phillips? Or would you like me to stay up here and play chopsticks on the piano?
Oh, dear, no. I'm quite satisfied. Come down at once, please, and don't drop the piano.
Right. Down! I believe the piano stood right here. Now, if you're convinced I'm Superman, we can... What's the matter with you? You're shivering.
You created quite a draft flying up and down. I'm fighting a cold at the moment. So if you don't mind, here, I'll take a throat lozenge. May I offer you one?
No, thanks. That's funny.
What is?
The other night, Christmas Eve, you were out in the snow without a hat. You said you never took cold.
Did I now? Well, pride goeth before a fall, Superman. Perhaps I spoke too hastily. Or perhaps I'm not as young as I used to be. But I know you're anxious to get this business over with, and frankly, so am I. It's most distasteful for me to realize I'm representing a criminal, even if he is my own blood brother.
Yes, well...
Perhaps I should make my brother's position clear first, so that you'll be able to understand the reason for his turn.
Go ahead.
Thank you. You see, my brother suffered an unfortunate accident during his college days, and he was never the same after that. He acquired a quite morbid fear of death, for one thing.
But not of murder.
No, unfortunately. Well, since you discovered the hideout of his Crescent and Star organization and got on his track and then discovered that he'd shot the Scarlet Widow, he's mortally afraid that you will eventually trace him and turn him over to the police, who'll put him in the electric chair.
He's not kidding.
It's because of that he's willing to give up the 2 stolen pieces of kryptonite.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, my brother wishes to live out the rest of his allotted days in safety and security. He has plenty of money.
Now, wait a minute. If you mean he wants to trade the kryptonite for his freedom, nothing doing. He's guilty of murder and heaven knows how many other crimes. The police will never dream of making a bargain with him.
He isn't thinking of the police, but of you.
Me?
Yes. He says he's willing to take his chances with the police. He's outwitted them times without number in the past, and he feels that he can do so again. But he's afraid he may not be able to outwit you.
So that's it. He wants me to promise to let him alone.
Yes. In return for which, he'll turn over the kryptonite to you. Here, I have pen and ink right here. If you'll sign an agreement...
Just a moment, Mr. Phillips.
We can make it a very simple agreement. My brother says he knows that your word is your bond. Here, I just open this bottle of ink.
Come back here.
But I...
I don't intend to sign any such agreement.
Oh, you don't?
No. I realize how great a danger the kryptonite is to me, but...
And to the rest of the world, Superman. Don't forget the Atom Man.
We'll take our chances on that.
I
will not do business with a crook and a murderer.
That is your last word?
It is. Now I'll say goodnight.
Oh, one moment, please.
Yes?
I wonder if you would object to putting your refusal in writing.
Why, what's the idea?
To save my life.
What do you mean?
Well, my brother knows I undertook this task most unwillingly. He also knows that I attempted to help the police trap him the other evening. He was sure you'd accept his offer at once, and when I tell him you refused, well, he may not believe me.
I see. All right, I'll write no and sign it. Will that do?
Oh, yes, and I'll be very grateful. I have paper in this drawer. I really think you're making a mistake, Superman.
Well, we all have to stand or fall by our own decisions.
I'm afraid that you're going to fall.
What do you mean?
My brother's a very dangerous man. I don't think you quite realize that.
Oh, yes, I do. But your brother doesn't realize that crime doesn't pay. He's going to learn that. Now, is this the paper you want me to write on?
If you please.
Very well.
I'm afraid I'm a bit old-fashioned. I don't have a fountain pen.
Oh, this straight pen looks all right.
It is. And I just got this new bottle of ink. Here, I'll open it for you.
I'll open it.
Oh, don't bother. I can manage it. There we are. Now then.
His face turned from Superman, Mr. Jones allows a crooked smile of triumph to part his thin lips as he pulls the stopper from the ink bottle containing the dissolved kryptonite. We'll return in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. But first, here again is your announcer.
Humdingers, on the beam, really snappy looking. Yes, that's what fellows and girls were saying about the comic buttons you're all collecting from packages of Kellogg's Pep. And no wonder these swell prizes are so popular, because they're so bright colored and gleaming, really show up when you wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. And because they're made of sturdy metal, so that you'll have them a long time. And because every single one of these 18 different buttons has a true-to-life picture of one of your favorite comic strip characters, like Smilin' Jack and Lilums and Superman himself. Yes, sir, it's a load of fun to collect these comic buttons and exchange duplicates with your pals. What's more, they're easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box top, and you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes in packages of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Right now, gang, remind Mom to get you a package or two of P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Posing as his twin brother, the choir leader, Mr. Jones offered to trade the kryptonite for Superman's promise not to search for him thereafter. When the Man of Steel refused, Mr. Jones asked him to put his refusal in writing. And when Superman agreed, the cunning gang leader opened what appeared to be a bottle of ink, but which actually contained some of the deadly kryptonite, which had been dissolved and dyed black. As we continue now, Superman, reaching for the pen, has suddenly paled and staggered.
What?
What's the matter, Superman?
I don't know. I feel funny.
Really?
Yes. I'm weak. As if
what? Shall I get you a glass of water?
Yes, please. I'll just sit down. Oh, I can't understand. Wait. I feel the same way I did when I was in the presence of the kryptonite.
Do you really?
What are you grinning at? Wait. I know. There's kryptonite in this room.
There is indeed.
Of course. The ink. The kryptonite was dissolved. Dyed the color of ink.
How clever you are, Superman.
Oh, devil, I get it now. You're not Phillips. You're Jones.
Right again. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll make a short phone call, and then we'll be on our way. Both of us.
What do you mean?
Tara is close by. He'll be here directly with a... All right, Tara. I'm ready for you. Tara will be here in a moment or two. Then we can go to Mont George.
Mont George?
Yes. Yes, to Project 3.
What?
Where we have some excellent equipment. Excellent for our purpose.
What purpose?
Why, your destruction, of course, Superman.
You're mad. You can't kill me.
You're wrong, my friend. Very wrong.
No.
We know why the Atom Man, with all his atomic power, couldn't finish you. But we can.
You're mad. Batman.
I know Batman is outside.
Help.
But he can't see you or hear you. And he can't help you.
Batman.
Nobody can help you. Just a minute.
Batman.
Tara.
Batman.
Come in, Tara, and bring that stretcher in with you. Our friend is all ready for his little trip. His last trip in this world.
Helpless, unable to move under the spell of the kryptonite, Superman sees the turbaned Hindu boy and a burly companion enter through the back door of the apartment with Mr. Jones, dragging a stretcher behind them. What will happen? Batman and Robin are outside. Is there any chance that they can intervene to save Superman before he's taken to the mysterious Project 3 on Mount George? Well, don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Superman is in real danger of his life. So tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, you'll get a bang out of this. Kellogg's Variety is back. That's the grand 10-package assortment of 6 swell Kellogg cereals. Makes breakfast more fun than a picnic. Makes it easy for Mom, too. No dishes to wash, thanks to the new Kel Bowl Pack. You can eat right out of it. What's more, these generous packages are great for lunch boxes and outings. So ask Mom to hurry and get Kellogg's Variety at the grocer's her very first chance. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.